we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine.
Cast, and I feel like crap. I got a bit of the old sinus drainage going on, which is so pleasant. I know that's what you wanted to hear. I feel awful. Somebody bring me some soup. So I feel like crap. Got a little bit of the sinusy crap going on. I didn't take my allergy medicine like I was supposed to. This week, I just got lazy. I just got absolutely lazy and just wouldn't go downstairs and get the medicine. So here I am. I'm paying for it. Last night, I missed a party at a friend's house. Good times, you know? And I missed it because I'm sick. Sorry, I'm putting stuff away. I don't need to be looking at all this shit. So one thing I want to talk about here is, reality television, which, I don't know, you know, everybody loves to hate it, everybody hates to love it. It's the most cheesy thing I've said today. But let me talk about this. Oh, sorry, I'm sleepy. I'm not getting enough oxygen because my nose is a little stuffy. And my throat hurts. It'll hurt if I swallow. So anyway. Oh, God, I really need to get the rules for my drinking game online. So, I'm watching TV this morning. I'm watching Flavor of Love, which I've caught bits and pieces of, more so lately than before. If you are unfamiliar with the show, it's basically Flavor Flav from the socially conscious Public Enemy. And he's looking for a lady. He's basically playing The Bachelor. And so he's got all these ladies. They don't call them by their real names. They all have cutesy little nicknames. And when it first started, I just thought, I'm not going to watch this show. This is terrible. But lately, I have to. It's like a compulsion. The thing is, okay, when reality television started its renaissance a few years back, and I'm not saying it's came around a few years ago, because reality television has essentially been around since television began, but reality television, when it came back in a big way, I think it was probably right around the time that Survivor first had its first season with Richard Hatch, and you were like, oh my gosh, this can't be real, but it is real, you know, that's the thing. And now, when you watch reality television in the year 2006, you see that it's almost like, please tell me this is real, you know? It's like it went from, tell me this isn't real, to tell me this is real, because if you've ever watched Flavor of Love, these girls are battling it out for the love of Flavor Flav, who is no great shakes. I mean, no, I like Public Enemy, so shut the hell up. But they've got this one crazy girl. Her nickname is New York. And she cries because her mother says, he's not right for you. You know, she says she loves him. This girl can't be real, you guys. She cannot be real. But I'm so dying for her to be real, because that would mean she's so insane. Oh my gosh. I read this article today from an American Idol contestant about how the show is staged. You know, it's like big friggin' deal. Everybody knows that. I mean, I remember the first season they were talking about how the really horrible people have to make it through auditions to see Randy and Paula and Simon. So, there you are. Oh, I feel like such ass. I really do. Although, I did go out to dinner with my family last night. It was my dad's birthday. So we had a lovely Italian meal at a local Italian restaurant, which was amazing. Really good. It's one of those places, see, I live in a suburb that's not exactly the coolest place in town. It's kind of, it's hard to explain because, I don't know. It's not the coolest place. We don't have an Olive Garden, thank God, although I'm surprised. But it's very sort of a Applebee's suburb, if that tells you anything. So we have some good food, I'm not going to lie. We have a mall that's failing. But we have this little Italian restaurant in a strip mall. That's actually really fabulous, you know? I mean, I'm wary of strip mall food much of the time. But this little place is pretty good, so. I'm there with my parents, my family. It's my dad's birthday earlier this week, so we were celebrating. And we got a little bit of the fat bastard Shiraz, which is hilarious. And we ate wonderful dinner. My dad got a little tipsy. It was funny. But it's his birthday. He can be tipsy. And then Flashy Dog came over. And Flashy Dog spent the night here last night. But I don't know. It's been a roller coaster of flatulence since he's gotten here. Because he is a stinky, stinky little bastard. So. But he's a sweetie pie. He's over here asleep. I just woke him up talking about him. He was snoring, and it's so cute. It's so cute. Anyway. So let's talk Nashville gossip. Let's talk Nashville gossip. This week I got some Nashville gossip, and I'm so excited to share it. I feel like such a little insider, you know, because we've got some big things going on here in our little town, our little burg. Firstly, I know where the Bachelor lives. For those of you who are familiar with the ABC show The Bachelor, where he has like a bunch of girls and he wines them, dines them, and figures out which one is the right one, and he gives her a ring. I've never really watched the show because I can't get into it because I'm not really into that. So I don't know much beyond that. I know that most seasons, maybe everyone except for one of The Bachelor and or Bachelorette has ended with a breakup either right before the final show airs or right after the final show airs. And the exception to that is Trista, who got married to some dude on TV. I think he's a firefighter or something, but oh, Flashy Dog. He's rolling around and looking funny. But I don't know if I know that Jerry O'Connell's brother was on one of them. He was the bachelor on one. I didn't watch it, like I said. But why am I thinking that one ended up with him not picking a girl? He didn't pick anybody for that one. Why am I thinking that? I don't know. Oh my God, oh yeah. Oh man. Anyway. So I know where the Bachelor lives, Travis Stork. And I've not watched an episode of the show. I've only, like, read about it in gossip rags. And I just know he's going to pick the girl from Nashville. I just know it. And I have not watched an episode of the show. And I really don't know much about it, except for what I read. But I know who's going to win. Not because I live in Nashville and they've been seen around. It's just that it's so obvious that someone cannot watch the show and know what's going to happen. But, yeah, I went to my hairdresser Friday. As I mentioned previously, my hairdresser, well, I didn't mention this on my blog. I didn't mention it on a podcast, but my hairdresser is no longer with the salon where she was working. Drama, but I won't go into that because it's not my story to share. So she performed beautification in her home for me because I was in desperate need. And ended up hanging out with her. It's really cool because I've never been in a salon where they like offer you a beer. But she offered me a beer. I had a beer, which freaked my mom out. She freaked out so bad because it's like I had a beer and then drove around. And I'm thinking, Mom, I had a beer. One beer is not going to get you a DUI. Yes, it will lower your inhibitions and your reaction time. But it will not get you. You're not too intoxicated to drink. People on cell phones are. Anyway, let's not get into that. Because I'm very against drunken driving. But at any rate, went there, did that. Showed me where the where the bachelor lives. And Dr. Gay, whose name, okay, let me say this. Dr. Gay, the southern expat, who will heretofore be referred to as the Firefox. But in order to acclimate you to that, for a little while, he's going to be Dr. Gay, the southern expat Firefox. Which is even more of a mouthful, but anyway. So, he said I should be stalking The Bachelor so I can be my own pop culture report. So I can be the pop culture of my podcast. So, but thank you, no. I really don't want to get involved with anybody who's been on a show such as The Bachelor, where they make out and possibly make sweet love to more than one lady at a time. You know what I'm saying? I really just, gosh, I'm such a prude. But anyway. So I'm monotoning my way through this podcast. Oh, other Nashville gossip. A friend of mine, a close friend of mine, who I would have no reason to doubt on such matters of these because he just doesn't care about... It's okay, it has to do with Keith Urban. Keith Urban's not a friend of mine. I've never even met Keith Urban. But a friend of mine who just doesn't give a damn about country music or its stars and barely knows who Keith Urban is. I mean, he asked me, he's like, do you know who Keith Urban is? That's how not connected with the country music world he is. So I think that he is definitely a reliable source on this. That he ran into Keith Urban at a liquor store locally. And apparently, from what I've heard, Keith Urban, and I heard this later. He ran into Keith Urban at a liquor store, and he could tell Keith Urban was already a little bit sloshed. Just ever so slightly sloshed. Maybe more than ever so slightly. But, so he ran into Keith Urban the other day, and Keith Urban was drunk and buying more liquor. And I was telling this to a friend of mine who does follow country music, and apparently Keith Urban is a recovering addict of many different substances, and said the human who told the female who told me this, apparently he is allegedly sober. You know what I mean? So, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if he's really sober. I do believe my friend who saw him at the liquor store and said he was a little drunk. I believe him. So that's my gossip. That's my celebrity gossip for the week. Exciting, isn't it? I have my own celebrity gossip, but I'm not allowed to share it because if I did, I would lose my job and other people would lose their jobs and heads would roll. Oh, I just saw a preview for Flavor of Love again. Oh my gosh. I just cannot believe this show is real. These human beings are human and not robots or animatronic figures from the Walt Disney Company. Oh, it's fantastic. So, as I mentioned last time I did a podcast, I was asked to do pop culture heavy stuff. And it was difficult because I didn't get my pop culture magazines last week. But I have them now. They all came in like a huge, massive stack with a little wrapping around one that said, sorry we damaged your magazine, essentially, that's what it said. So, got it, but it was a little late, and it's like, it's already old news. But one thing let's talk about here. Apparently, Denise Richards was spotted coming out of... Maybe I should go back to sleep. But with the doggy flatulence around here, it's so hard. So... Denise Richards apparently had an HIV test, and it was very sort of public about it, you know, like she was spotted going into the clinic, and that's pretty much certain what she was doing, and went on and on, and was trying to be all cool about it, but, like, was apparently very obvious about it. And here's something I find interesting. I've had an HIV test, and I had it done as part of a routine well woman physical, okay? And I think it's kind of funny that she was so public about it. I mean, if she didn't want this, my cell phone just started beeping, which means the battery's not connecting right. Anyway, so couldn't she just, like, claim exhaustion or something and go to her doctor for, like, a regular appointment? Why did she have to be so public about it? And the fact that she was so public about it just leads me to wonder that it was all a big publicity stunt to get a little bit of compassion for her side. I just really think that. And I'm not saying that, oh, Charlie Sheen is above, you know, all reproach. No, I've been on Team Richards since they got married. I knew they were going to divorce, and I immediately signed up for Team Richards at that time, because she has a rack that is like, as a straight girl, have to appreciate her rack. You do. You really do. It's, anyway, so I've been on Team Richards since day one. Stop it, cell phone. Okay. But I do think this is just to get a little more sympathy on her side, because, you know, he's been seen in the media saying, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm just so sorry. I can't believe it. I'm so sorry. You know? So. I think that. Yeah. She's trying to sway public opinion. It's funny because it just, why can't people just be, you know, why can't you just be yourself? And go from that. If somebody doesn't like you as yourself, then, you know what? Oh, my cell phone's ringing. I really better answer this. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. I had to talk to a friend regarding something. And that was, like, what, an hour ago? I thought, oh, pardon me, I'm yawny. I had to take the dogs out to potty. I made a bracelet. I didn't make it. I mean, I had already done it the other day, but it was too big, so I had to redo it. So, I finished the bracelet. Somebody outside is shouting. What else? Yeah. So, I don't remember where I left off. I know I talked about Nashville gossip about the Keith Urban and the whatever. Anyway, so let's talk about Project Runway for a minute. Because it's on TV right now and I'm watching it. I had this really awful dream about Santino the other night. I prefer not to go into right now, but maybe one day. So, Flashy's up here asleep. Denny's downstairs because he's an old man. Santino is still on. Santino, well, I mean, of course he's still on. Last week's episode was a sort of round table of folks. So, of course, nobody's going to get eliminated, but I was kind of hoping that, you know, maybe Santino would say, you know what, I've been an asshole, I'm out, goodbye. And then imitate Tim Gunn, because that's hilarious. But I realized it's no longer all about the Austin Scarlett anymore, it's all about the Andre Gonzalo. All about the Andre. I mean, I love Austin Scarlett, and he will always be my first Project Runway love, but you know what? Andre stole my heart. And for those of you who happen to watch Project J, following Jay McCarroll around from the first Project Runway, well, then that was hilarious. Fantastic. Anyway, I am so yawny today. But see, yesterday I went wedding dress shopping with my sister. She's getting married in like 2 years almost. Not quite 2 years, so, but she's shopping for a dress now. And, you know, really didn't see anything. I mean, she found a beautiful dress, a very, very beautiful dress. But I don't know. I don't know what her decision was, why she didn't get it. She didn't, like, cotton to the idea of me trying on dresses also, which I think is a big deal. And part of being a bridesmaid is trying on wedding dresses with the bride. Not being her dress bitch and carrying these big piles of taffeta and silk and chiffon and whatever you make wedding dresses out of. I don't even know if you make wedding dresses out of those fabrics, but, you know, there you go. So, I ended up, oh, pardon me, trying on some bridesmaids' dresses, and I was not happy with any of them, because I'm such a fat ass these days with my belly. But at least I'm working on it. And, let's see, I already talked about Denise Richards. I don't have anything new to say about Nick Lachey. You know, I love Nick Lachey. I understand he likes girls with large boobs. Oh, pardon me. Large boobs and thick thighs. And Nick Lachey, if that's the kind of girl you want, then I am right here in Nashville waiting for you, Mr. Nick Lachey. Give me a call, would you? Although he's dating a former Miss Kentucky, so at least he chose a Southern girl, you know? He's dating a former Miss Kentucky, and... Oh, I'm sorry, here it comes again. Oh. So, I gotta stop yawning. Anyway, so yeah, I got the big boobs. I've got thunder thighs. I mean, criminy, if you like thick thighs, well then... Shit, I got that and then some. Give me a call, whore. Alright. I think I'm going to end it here as I'm yawning too much. And I really don't have much else to say. Yeah, I just overdosed on pop culture and about to throw up. I'm so happy the Olympics are going to be over, though. I just don't follow them this year. Well, I mean, when I was a kid, I really did follow them. Especially, you know, the Summer Olympics. What with the gymnastics and the diving. Because that's just... such a girly thing, you know? Just a girly thing to like. I don't really care for figure skating. It's really not my thing. But to each his own. So, yeah, I'll be glad when they're over. I think they're over tonight, aren't they? And then I can get back to My Name is Earl and Saturday Night Live, which are really the only things I watch on NBC. But, so... at any rate, oh, it's the beginning of the week, isn't it? Unless, of course, you're going by the Jesus calendar, in which case today is the end of the week. But whichever calendar you follow, I'm going to go ahead and do my documentary pick of the week. And this week's documentary pick of the week is a movie called Paris is Burning. And if you haven't seen Paris is Burning, then I pity you because it is phenomenal. It follows... oh, I'm so sorry. They have these in New York City. These houses. And they compete for these prizes. Different competitions. They've got like best casual, best face, best body. Best model, I think it's model body and athletic body or whatever. And I'm not getting these exactly right. But they follow some of the competitors. They compete in drag as well as, you know, just different costumes. But it's very drag. Very, very drag. These are, you know, I love the drag queens. What can I say? So they follow these drag queens around. Okay. And so they show the competitions, and it's just, it's fantastic. For those of you who remember Vogue, why do I say for those of you who remember? I'm getting so sick of this shit. God, what's wrong with me? Anyway, the whole Madonna Vogue thing kind of came from that whole Paris is Burning thing. Their balls, or whatever they're called. Sorry, I'm really sleepy, and I just... and Flash is snoring. It's so cute. I wish I weren't wearing my lapel mic and my cleavage because I would put it right by his little doggy nose so you could hear him snore. It's so cute. He's such a cutie. I wish my doggy were up here. Anyway, so yeah, Rent Paris is Burning. It's fantastic. Next week, next Sunday, it's going to be the Oscars. So I need to go ahead and do sometime later this week. I'll do my Oscar picks, but let me just say, I can sum it up in two words. Brokeback Mountain! Oh, it's such a beautiful movie, but... anyway. So, have a good week. I'm going to come up with my Oscar picks later on. Tonight is the big finale of Dancing with the Stars, and I'm kind of torn because Stacey Keibler has done an excellent job. Although Stacey Keibler was a professional dancer for a while, so I think she should not really be considered. But let me tell you, that Drew Lachey just blows me away every friggin' time. Okay? Drew Lachey makes me so happy. His dancing does. If you watched it, he got perfect scores on both his dances earlier this week. And his brother was there, and you know... oh, how I feel about Mr. Nick Lachey. So, Flashy's gonna snore. Bird's gotta fly. Fish gotta swim. Music came from music.podshow.com. It's the new Autonomous Folk Singers with Glass O' Wine. And... sorry, Flashy. Glass O' Wine. And my website, www.schmoovenet, schmoovenet.com/podcast for more information about the podcast, or just schmoovenet.com for more information. Whatever. Anyway, kids. My email is comanche.red@gmail.com. That's comanche.red@gmail.com. I noticed that I had quite a few listeners that were people from areas where I don't know people. So drop me an email if you like. Or else I'll start calling you out by location, motherfucker. So, no, I'm kidding. I won't do that. But do email me. Let me know how you... what you think, what I should concentrate on, what I should do different. I'm always looking for... oh! Constructive criticism or show ideas. So far, Dr. Gay, the Southern Expat Firefox, has sent me a list of hot topics. But anyway, so... and then next week will be the finale of Flavor of Love. So be sure to watch that, because that show's friggin' ridiculous. And let's hope New York wins, because she's acting so well. But I hope to God that she's real and earnest and she's crazy. But, so, and for those of you who live in the Austin area, I will soon be in Austin. So, you know, holler. Anyway, have a good afternoon. I'm going to take a nap right now. Bye.